There is something fishy going on in our text for today. Jesus is calling men to follow him, to become his disciples. And that call encompasses way more than you or I might expect, and what they would expect. You see, Jesus isn't asking for an entourage here, and he certainly doesn't want what he's going to be sharing with them to become fodder for endless theological debates for ages to come. No, Jesus is calling people to follow him, to become his disciples, and in that act of calling, he is asking for commitment, he is asking for sacrifice, he is asking for complete compliance, total submission, and absolute surrender. He's asking them to put their lives in his hands and to follow him wherever he goes. He is asking for their all. And why? So that these early disciples can become rich and famous and powerful, so that they can kick out the occupying Romans and set up a new Jewish state and rule from Jerusalem? Is he doing it so that they can advance their own stature or standing in the world? Well, of course not. Jesus is calling them to drop everything and follow him so that they can fish. So that they become fishers of men, fishers of people. That's the point. That's the reason. That's Jesus' agenda. He's calling them to follow him, to become his disciples, so that they become fishers of people. And that sounds fishy. For who in their right mind would give up so much, would sacrifice so much, would endure so much, and submit themselves to years and years and years of hardship and deprivation, all for the sake of other people? Who would do that? Quick answer is Jesus would. Actually, Jesus did. Jesus gave and endured and submitted and sacrificed not for himself, but for people. For you and for me and for all people of all times and places. He came, he lived, he suffered, he died, he rose, because God so loved the world. Jesus' person, Jesus' work, Jesus' life, and Jesus' ministry, it's all about people. So that you and I and everyone might have life and have it to the full. That's why Jesus came. For people. So what does that mean for us today? For our calling, for our discipleship, for the way we go about following Jesus here and now. Steve Jobs, as many of you will remember, was the founder of Apple Computer. Not long after Apple started designing and selling its Macintosh computers, the company experienced so much success and so much growth that Jobs knew that he needed help. So he started looking for someone who could help him lead Apple upward and onward. He started looking for someone who had the smarts, the experience, and the leadership ability to become the next president of Apple Computer. And after doing his research, Steve Jobs determined that John Sculley, president of PepsiCo, was just the right man for the job. So Jobs approached Sculley and asked him to come to Apple. Well, there was absolutely no reason why Sculley should leave a highly paid position in a world-leading company to go and work with a bunch of computer geeks in a fledgling industry. So, unsurprisingly, he turned Jobs down. Jobs asked Sculley to come to Apple again, and again Sculley turned him down. Finally, in a last-ditch effort, Jobs passionately presented his visionary ideas to Sculley, and then he asked Sculley a question that absolutely forced him to reconsider and to accept the job to Apple. This is the question he asked him. Listen, do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugar water? Or do you want a chance to change the world? Do you want to spend the rest of your life selling sugar water? Or do you want to take a chance to change the world? Jesus is extending a similar invitation in our text for today. Here we find him calling Andrew and Peter, James and John to follow him. It is a calling that will require them to reorient and reprioritize their lives. They won't stop being husbands and fathers. They won't stop being sons and brothers. They won't stop being responsible for the welfare of their families. But following Jesus will become the most important thing in their lives. And it has always been that way. Following Jesus, being his disciple, means being sold out to him and his priorities. It means going where he goes, doing what he does, and learning to love people like he loves people. And it means having to accept three undeniable truths of Christian discipleship. The first one is this: you can't stay where you are and follow Jesus. His invitation, his call, requires movement on our part. Let me tell you, I loved teaching at this place. This is a glorious, wonderful, blessed place. I loved raising up new church leaders. I loved our home congregation down here. I loved preaching and teaching and playing in the worship band there. I loved our small group Bible study fellowship. I loved my accountability group of peers. I loved being close to my daughters. I loved the house and the neighborhood where we lived. We were so blessed to be here. It was such a great time in our lives. And then the call came to serve in the Minnesota South District, and we knew we had to go. We couldn't stay here and follow Jesus. That's the way it works for all of us. Every baptized child of God, I don't care, man, woman, how old you are, opportunities to serve or witness or participate or learn or grow come along, and if you're going to pursue any of them, you have to be willing to move toward them. You cannot stay where you are and follow Jesus. Second, following Jesus will be costly to you and to the people who are close to you. The disciples in our text had to walk away from their profession, their property, and their personal relationships with family and friends in order to follow Jesus where he was leading. They had to pay that cost. And most of you here in this room know exactly what that feels like. There's beloved family and friends that you left behind to be here. There's family and homes and neighborhoods and communities that you left behind. There's former jobs and hobbies and opportunities to serve that you left behind. All that good stuff is now in your wake behind you so that you could be here in order to follow Jesus into this grand adventure that we all call ministry. And that proves the point. Following Jesus is costly to you and to the people who are close to you. And then third, following means fishing. Following Jesus means fishing with Jesus. It means fishing for people with Jesus. It is instructive and important, I think, for us to notice that immediately after receiving the call to follow Christ, where he says, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," we see Jesus showing those first disciples what fishing for people actually looks like and sounds like. The text tells us Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. In other words, those disciples were immediately engaged in ministry with Jesus, wherein explaining and proclaiming and reclaiming are his demonstrated means and methods for fishing for people. So if we're fishing for people with Jesus, we are fishing for people with Jesus whenever and wherever we are teaching or explaining who Jesus is, why he's come, what he's done for us in our salvation. We are fishing for people whenever or wherever we are teaching or explaining how he's changed us for the better, where people can go to meet him, and how much he really does love them. We are fishing for people wherever and whenever we are proclaiming the eternal difference that he makes in the hearts and lives of people. His life, his death, his resurrection is actually ushering in his kingdom. His victory over sin, death, and devil is our victory over sin, death, and devil. It's a victory that people everywhere need and can have. It's free for the taking. All you have to do is come. Come to Jesus and live and reign forever with him. We are fishing for people with Jesus whenever and wherever we are, reclaiming bits and pieces of this fallen world from the grasp of the evil one. Words of welcome, works of friendship, acts of mercy, deeds of kindness, no matter how big or small, push back the darkness and bring health and healing and wholeness to all the hurting people that we know and meet. Following means fishing, my friends. Followers of Jesus fish for people with Jesus by explaining, proclaiming, and reclaiming. That's mission. And this is how hearts and lives are changed forever. This is how people are caught for the kingdom. This is making an eternal difference in the things that matter most. It's fishing for people. And it's the best kind of fishing you'll ever do. We will not settle for selling sugar water. We're taking a chance to change the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.